The opinions expressed in the following program are solely those of the host.
The following program may contain coarse language and is intended for an adult audience. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome to Climax Radio, the home of new music, hidden gems, and great talk to start your day with a bang. Spice up your long and boring commutes to and from work. Get excited again. Listen to Climax Radio in your car, on the bus, or riding the rails. And now, the hosts of Climax Radio, Magnum and Radio Free G.
Once again, from Mission Control, which is still a 100% Britney-free zone, this is Climax Radio. I am your host, Radio Free G, along with
Mr. Magnum here.
And we are here with part 2 of episode 7 of Climax Radio Show.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Before you go on, that intro there, you sounded like Ryan Seacrest. Because he goes, "This is American Idol."
You know what?
And you
I'm actually it. Very I'm actually very, very proud of that. Because I think Ryan Seacrest is one of the luckiest bastards out there today.
Okay.
Walking God's green earth.
Yeah.
Because that guy, he's in the business.
Yes.
But he doesn't really have any talent.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have to go out there and embarrass himself. He goes out there and he's the man in charge.
It's just face, yeah.
He's the face. He's the talking head. But he does it so well. He does the American Idol stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He does... I can't remember if it's America's Top 40 or... No, Rick Dees does America's Top 40.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Seacrest has his own radio show that he does out of Los Angeles. It's syndicated all over the entire continent, right? And I think he also does some other TV work in and around the Los Angeles area. So, and all he does, you know, he gets out there and he throws to this, he throws to that. He's a master of timing. That guy can talk to time. No matter what it is, 30 seconds. You tell him, "I need 31 seconds. He will give you 31 seconds where it doesn't sound like he's rushed or anything.
Right.
So I thank you for that.
Good.
Let's now, at the end of part one, which I encourage everyone to go to climaxradioshow.com and download, we said that we were going to get into a topic that's near and dear to our hearts, to our hearts, dealing with ISP companies. Internet service providers are looking to charge a levy for us to download extra material. I'll let Mr. Magnum introduce that after. I am going to start off the show, before we get to the music, seeing as how it is episode 7, there's a lot of sevens in the world. There's the seven signs of revelation, the seven-year itch when you're in a marriage. Every 7 years, you leave one field to fallow if you're in the agriculture business. This is our seventh show, so I'm going to take just a few seconds right now, and I'm going to restate the purpose and the essence of Climax Radio Show for those of you who are new listeners. And I think we'll be doing this every now and then, just because our listenership grows so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And the volume jumps every single time that I check out all the hits that are coming to the website, all the downloads. I think it's nice that we bring everyone back to a certain common sense of purpose. So this is what Climax Radio Show is. Number one, don't sue us. Don't sue us, because we are playing... And this is point number two. We are playing you material that you may not normally hear on the radio. We started this. We have our manifesto up at climaxradioshow.com. You can go there and read the opening paragraph. It kicks off the website, and it tells you why we started this project. We got sick of hearing the same thing over and over again on the radio. So we come out, and we bring you material that is in, both myself and Mr. Magnum, we have considerable music collections. So we go through that, and we pick out the nuggets. Not only that, we go to the internet, and one of Mr. Magnum's specialties is bringing mashups to Climax Radio Show. So number three on our list here is we also want you to interact with the show, and we allow you so many ways to interact with us that if you are not interacting with us, you are doing it on purpose. We have the emails that are available. And Mr. Magnum, you wanted to mention something about the emails.
Our new addresses?
Go ahead.
Well, last week I got to work on what was happening is that we had a generic mailbox, like a catch-all, it's called, a catch-all mailbox, where you can send, you know, radiofreeg@climaxradioshow.com to info@climaxradioshow.com, dipstick@climaxradio, any name before the @climaxradioshow.com would just be caught and submitted to one mailbox. Well, I went further, and we got our own personalized email address. So now I have magnum@climaxradioshow.com, and you have radiofreeg@climaxradioshow.com, which makes it more official, makes it more real.
And we are extending the brand of Climax Radio Show.
That's right.
So you have that way to interact with us. We also have the infamous Climax line. 1-888-494-2263. That's 1-888-49-I-CAME. That is toll-free across North America. You can call that up, leave a message, tell us anything you want to hear, anything that you think we should be playing. We have the ability to accept faxes now at that telephone number. So you can send us whatever you want. The messages, the voice messages that you leave for us, they're sent directly to our inbox. They come to us as a sound file. So you can say, I want to hear band X playing song A, and tell us why you love that song and why you think it's the greatest song in the world. We will take your introduction for your band and put you directly into the show. And point number four, indie bands. We will play your stuff. You don't have to go and jump through hoops, go through A&R reps. You don't have to pay those dues that you had to pay before. Not instead of, but you obviously have your own internet web presence. We will play your song. You send us the song that you want to play, either through the email that Mr. Magnum just mentioned or through the Climax line. You send us your information, we will get in touch with you, and the only cost, the only thing that we require from you is a link exchange. So you put a link to climaxradioshow.com on your website, we give you the links and the plugs and everything that you can shake a stick at on our site, and we play you in the mix where we have some mainstream music, as I mentioned, some nuggets and gems, some music that comes off the internet, and you're thrown into the commercial mix right away. The downloads keep growing and growing and growing. We've had a couple of bands already, one called My Flea Circus, and an artist that we just broke in episode 6, Matt Empeker. We are working with this artist. We're trying to do some more with him, but we played two of his songs last show. I encourage everyone out there to go in, check it out, download episode 6, part 1 and 2. You will not be disappointed to hear from Matt Empeker. And, of course, the last item, don't sue us. We are doing this because we want to shine the spotlight on some bands that may have slid through the cracks, or on some commercial music that has been out there, and given the cycles that commercial music goes through, maybe it wasn't trendy at the time, maybe it just didn't get that strong video play, whatever the case may be. On the website, we have links to where you can purchase this music. Whatever we play, if it is available for purchase, both myself and Mr. Magnum, we have gone out and we have purchased that music. We're not just downloading stuff on the internet willy-nilly and playing it. We want these artists to succeed. We want people to go out and buy this music. Think of Climax Radio Show almost as like a CD sampler. You put it on, you hear a bunch of different things, and then we give you the opportunity to go off and explore. We provide you with a couple of links, we provide you with a couple of leads, and then you can find the music that you want to hear. So that is the state of Climax Radio. We'll get back to that again once we hit show 14, 15, something like that. Who knows?
I think you missed a couple points there.
What's that?
Namely one.
What's that?
Anyone out there with access to iMacs or iPods, iPod video, iPod touches, send us a couple.
How could I? Yes.
How could you forget?
Well,
shame on you.
We ask so many times.
Hang your head in shame.
I forget. Yes. What is it? 32 gig? Is the
now,
iPod Touch up to?
The Touch is 32 gigs, so now,
okay,
know,
so
now
if,
it's worth giving it to us.
If you were sending us a 16, don't worry. We'll send it back to you, and you can repackage us a 32. Mm. Yes. Okay, so that is the state of the show. Everyone in the listenership is now up to date once again. Let's get to the music. Mr. Magnum went first in part one, so I'm going to go first in part two. Let me give you my rundown for the show.
Okay.
The first track is from an artist. We played one of his songs in an earlier episode, Robbie Williams, Let Me Entertain You.
Oh.
We also have two requests that came in. One came off of a blog posting on the website, and one was through email. We have an artist named Israel, Kuiwo Ole, or he's called Iz for short, and it is a medley of Over the Rainbow, What a Wonderful World, that was sent in by a listener named Anthony, and from a listener named Marco, we have the band Danko Jones and the song Bounce. Mr. Magnum, tell us what your songs are.
Okay, I got my two tracks. Last episode, I brought Big Sugar, and listening to episode six, I thought to myself, you know what? I didn't do the right thing. Instead of playing a cover, I should have played an original track from the band. So I'm revisiting Big Sugar with an original Big Sugar song. Okay? What I've chosen was Nicotina, She's All That, which is all their hard rocking songs are fantastic. Like, you could just... I can't explain it. You know how they rock so well.
Mm-hmm.
Rock so well. And my second track, I found it after watching The Punisher. Have you seen the not the first one with Dolph Lundgren, but the second one
with Tom Jane.
Yeah.
And I have seen the first one with Dolph Lundgren.
Right.
That was terrible.
Okay.
The Tom Jane one was pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Do you remember the scene where the Punisher, Frank Castle, he's having breakfast in the diner, and then the assassin from Texas comes in, plays him a tune off his guitar? Do you remember that scene?
No.
Okay.
No, the song that I remember the most from that is the Stain song, which was like the official song of the movie.
Right.
I think it played over the closing credits. And it was almost like it was made specifically for that film. It was done really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I do not remember that.
That's the song that I've brought here today. It's called In Time, and it's by Mark Cawley, who's from down south, and he's got a few albums out. Not like, you know, Nothing to brag about.
Is he an active musician though right now?
I think he is. He is active.
Okay.
But he hasn't released any albums recently, and he's also a part-time actor, which I believe he actually played the assassin from Texas.
Yes.
In the movie.
Okay.
And I have that song "In Time" by Mark Cawley.
Cool. I look forward to hearing that. Let's talk very quickly about the article I'll let you bring it up and introduce it, and then we will get to the first song.
Okay, I'll introduce it. What we have here is out of the local paper here, from the entertainment section, we have, I don't know how far it is, but if it's just an idea, or I guess it's a proposal, where the Songwriters Association of Canada wants to charge $5 a month on top of your internet access bill because Canadians are downloading music illegally. So they want to tax you $5.
So do you want to start off with how shit this is, or should I?
Well, you can start off.
Okay.
I mean, I hate it. It's a retarded idea.
It is a steaming pile of crap, and I will tell you why.
Go ahead.
Because this is a $5 charge that is going to be put on top of the fees you pay your internet service provider.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's only, you know, a handful of really big service providers in Canada. So you have, we'll just say, Bell or Rogers, okay? Think of the exorbitant money that you're paying right now for the shitty service that you're receiving.
Yes.
Okay? You have to pay this $5 even if you don't download music. Even if you have, you know, like the most basic of internet connections because you just want to check your email, do a little bit of shopping, and maybe you have a home office and you need your internet connection for work,
mm-hmm.
and you're not going to be downloading anything, right? Or maybe it's paid for by your employer and you don't want to use your bandwidth on them because, you know, maybe they give you a computer, you don't want to have any viruses come onto the computer. Like, there's a whole whack of things that could go wrong. So you are being charged this money and you don't see anything for it whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I don't see what the benefit is.
Right. Right.
Of paying this $5.
Right. And we're already taxed on media such as CDs and MP3 players.
Blank CDs, blank DVDs. Mm. There's actually a part of that purchase price that goes to whatever the Songwriters Union, whatever producers who make the films, like, there is actually money going by. You buy blank CDs because you want to back up your family photos,
mm-hmm.
or you blank DVDs to back up your family videos.
Yeah.
The motion picture companies and the music companies and whatever, they're actually making money off you buying blank media. That's part of a tax that's levied against you.
Mm-hmm. You know what else I read? The you know, the RIAA, what is that? The Recording Artists
Industry Association of America.
The money they collect, because they're the ones that are screaming for to get compensated for this loss.
Yes.
The money that they collect is for them. It doesn't go to the artists. That's what I read a few days ago.
Yes. Yeah, the artists don't see any of this. The artists have to actually move merchandise to see pennies.
Right.
But yeah, it goes, it kind of like it gets fed back into the system,
mm-hmm.
this money. So it's not going to the artist anyway.
Right.
Right? We have put up links on the website a couple of times to specific artist websites.
Yes.
Right? Because we don't want to funnel you through, I think Geffen does this with Guns N' Roses. They have a Guns N' Roses page. So you can get funneled to Guns N' Roses through the Geffen website.
Yeah.
Because they put out a greatest hits package a few years ago. And it was, you know, a multi-million selling CD, right?
Right.
But it's almost as if the artist is owned by the record label, and mm-hmm. I can't get behind that at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If this was money going to artists, hey, that's different. That's a completely different story. But to tax me like this, which is essentially what it is,
yeah,
it's a tax.
It's a tax.
To pay this money and get nothing for it, to me, just seems retarded.
Definitely. Definitely. We have Randy Bachman in this article, who's, and I
Randy
quote,
Bachman. Randy Bachman, the piece of crap, the same guy who stole our idea,
yeah.
and started doing the show. I mean, we blasted him before.
Now we're gonna blast him again.
Okay,
I quote, I wholeheartedly believe that this model for file sharing should be embraced in all countries. Let's get it rolling, and it can be a template for other performing artists, other performing rights societies throughout the world. With dwindling record sales because of the thievery, this might be the new paradigm of income source for all songwriters. Listen, if they want a good income, they have to write good music. That's the way I see it.
Yeah. And of course, he doesn't care because he's not writing anything new.
That's right.
He made all his money.
He's got five other people touring under his Guess Who band name.
Yeah. And he's, you know, he's making cash.
He is, of course.
Off of that Guess Who thing.
Of course.
So he's made his money, and he's made his name, and he deserves much respect because he made his name before all the CanCon rules,
right?
Where domestic music was forced upon people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For a little while, they could lay claim to being the biggest band in the world. the biggest active band, the biggest touring band, whatever adjective you want to use, they were it for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And now for him to come out and say this is just sad.
Yeah. Yeah. We have Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails. I quote, "I think if there was an ISP tax of some sort, we can say all music is now available and able to be downloaded and put in your car and put in your put in your iPod and put up your ass if you want. And it's $5 on your cable bill."
See, now he brings up an interesting point. Because Mr. Reznor, he is a bit of a technocratty, right? Like, he's used the internet to expand.
Just recently, he's released... he's given away one out of the four albums called Ghosts.
Yes.
Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
Album one, he's given away for free. And then you can download the rest of it for $5.
Yeah.
Four albums for $5.
So he's actually doing something innovative.
Yeah.
And I put a lot more stock in what he says than in what Mr. Bachman has to say.
Yeah.
Now, for him to say that where if I was to download a song, I would essentially own it and be able to do whatever I wanted with it.
That's right.
Right? Then, for instance, we could take any song that we wanted and, for instance, make it the new theme song to Climax Radio Show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could go on and we could download whatever the hell we wanted.
Yeah.
That's interesting, but it will never come to that.
Yeah, they have to release their ownership.
They essentially give up every right that they have. Every single right that they have.
Yeah.
Which may be interesting. But speaking of that, let's get into the music that we have.
So,
and as we were talking about the unofficial theme song, this could very well be the unofficial theme song to Climax Radio, since Mr. Reznor his plan hasn't come to fruition, so we can't take this song.
Mm-hmm.
But Robbie Williams, Let Me Entertain You, I'll give you a brief little background on him. He was originally part of a boy band in England called Take That. Everyone in that band, they sort of, after, you know, they put out the two or three CDs they were supposed to put out, they went off all on their own, and Robbie Williams, at least on a global scale, is the most successful person to come out of that band. The other man's name was Gary Barlow. He also had, a pretty good solo career while he was in England. Take That just recently got back together, I believe, sans Robbie, of course, because everywhere in the world he is essentially a superstar, except for North America. I will say a little bit more about that after, and I will give you some links that you can hit. For right now, here is the unofficial theme song for Climax Radio Show. Robbie Williams, Let Me Entertain You.
Now scream, I'm a burning effigy of everything I used to be.
Franklin. I know you've heard this song before,
I have. And that is like one of my favorite songs of all time. It just gets you going. It's got a fantastic beat.
It's a party starter.
It is, and it just the whole song is amazing.
Yep.
It is one of his great songs.
This song, I was exposed to it through the CD that came out for the North American market. It was called "The Eagle Has Landed." It was a combination of the first two full-length CDs, solo CDs that he put out on his own in England. They are called "Life Through a Lens" and "I've Been Expecting You." It wasn't every track from those CDs. It was sort of like a greatest hits of two CDs with, you know, extended play. What I mentioned before about translating to the North American market, he's never translated well here. He is very British. He's very English.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have to go through a little bit of an attitude. I don't know if readjustment is the right word, but the way that he plays in the press doesn't work in North America whatsoever. So, of course, they tried something. He made a song. His greatest hit, mm-hmm. or his biggest hit, is called Angels. And some people may be familiar with a cover version of that song that was done by Jessica Simpson.
Really?
Yes. It was terrible. She covered that song and made a piss poor video to go with it. And the original video for Angels, which you can get on YouTube, wonderful, wonderful little mini movie.
Did that come out after Let Me Entertain You, Angels? Was that on a later CD? Or?
That one I'm not sure. I don't have the two CDs that I just mentioned.
Oh, okay,
I just have the North American compilation.
Oh, okay.
So to me, everything came out at the same
right.
at the same time.
Oh, okay.
They redid the Angels video for North America, and I don't even know if you can find a copy of that anymore because it was so bad.
Oh.
So I encourage everyone to YouTube Robbie Williams and see the videos the way that they were meant to be seen. I will be putting up some links on the site. I don't know if I'll be linking to either his official website, which is robbiewilliams.com, or one of the videos the same way we do with some of the Bugs Bunny audio that we've played in earlier episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I don't know. We'll see. I'll see whichever one strikes my fancy, and you can go to climaxradioshow.com and check it out. That is my first song. Sir Magnum,
okay.
Take it away.
Okay, my first song. Again, we're revisiting Big Sugar. I'm not going to spend too much time on them. Just some quick facts. They're Canadian. They mainly play blues, rock, and reggae. They've been active from 1991 to 2004. They still have a website out. You can buy their greatest hits package, Hit and Run, and that's available at record stores and Amazon. Anything else I should add to that?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I'm sure more will come to me as you play the song.
Yeah, the song I have is called Nicotina, She's All That, and it's a great rockin' track. Love it. One of my favorites. One thing is for sure, all their fast songs that Big Sugar plays they're all great. They're all fantastic. So without further ado, here is Nicotina, She's All That.
Light it up. Back up my claim. Now I'm standing so close to your
she's all that. Now, again, I brought that out because I didn't want to show Big Sugar as just a cover band, but a great band of their own material.
Right from the opening vocal, that hook where he sings Light It Up.
Yeah.
That brings you right into the song.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
It goes to show that they were, and it's correct to say were, because you said 2004 is when officially called it quits. They were a great blues-based rock and roll band. I hope they get back together soon. I know in the first episode 6 or in episode 7 part 1, you went through the individual members and what they're doing now, their projects, their bands. It seems like everyone is pretty busy. So I don't know if they're going to have, but I mean, even just like a one-off, like a free concert in the city or, together for some possible New Year's party or whatever.
Yeah, it's possible. Of course.
It's doable.
Yeah.
And, maybe they'll spark something and put out some new material.
Yeah. I mean, Stone Temple Pilots, they're going to be performing together again.
Yes.
This summer, I believe.
I'm not sure if I'm too happy about that.
Oh, because you're afraid of
breakup.
Yeah.
Because I don't want Velvet Revolver to...
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking about that. I said, if Stone Temple Pilots gets back together, that means Velvet Revolver will be a part...
Which is not good, because Velvet Revolver is awesome. And they only have 2 CDs, but they keep getting better and better.
Yeah.
You can even tell from the start to the end of the second CD.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's called Libertad.
Yeah, Libertad, yeah.
It's phenomenal, the stuff that they're putting out. And I don't want Scott Weiland to go back to Stone Temple Pilots. Because those guys tried it out on their own. They did their thing.
Yeah.
I think, what was the band? Army of Anyone?
Army of Anyone, yeah.
Army of Anyone. Tanked.
Right.
You guys stink. Give it up. Leave Scott alone. Let him stay where he is, man. Holy shit. Okay. Excellent, excellent song. I guess it's up to my second selection now.
Yes.
Okay, the song that I'm going to play now is from, the band is Danko Jones, and the song is Bounce. This comes off of the same titled CD. It was released in 2000. They are, again, a Toronto-based band, and we've had quite the Canadian content on episode 7.
Yeah, and we don't even have guidelines to follow.
Yeah, I know. I'm shocked. Imagine that, playing good Canadian music. and just having it, as part of the show. Astounding. Okay, where was I here? Yes, Danko Jones, a Toronto-based band. They had a lot of buzz for their throwback sound. And you have to remember, back in 2000, there was the rise of the White Stripes, the Strokes, that whole Detroit rock, dirty guitar sound that wasn't around for a long time because grunge was the, the flavor of the week at that time.
Yeah.
And Danko Jones came right at the end of that. They formed in 1996, so right on the death of grunge. Now, Danko Jones is the name of a band and is also the name of the lead singer. And he got great reviews for being a true showman and a proper rock star coming out of the grunge wasteland of the mid-90s. He really knows how to work the stage and make sure that the camera is focused on him. The videos, at least the early videos that they put out, were essentially just, Steadicam shots of him. He was the action, he was the story.
Mm-hmm.
This is a request, once again, from Marco. You can check out the band at myspace.com/DankoJones, or you can check out their Wikipedia page for info on a radio show that they put out. Apparently, they're really big in Northern Europe. They've caught on like wildfire there, and they put out a radio show called Magical World of Rock. So without further ado, here is Danko Jones and Bounce.
Your black, just your red lips, your long legs, your heart beat. I love your thigh-high boots, your slink still one piece suit. Yeah, you really get me going when you put it all on. But I like it a little better when you take it all on. Baby, come on.
Danko Jones and Bounce, Mr. Magnum.
Yep.
Tell me what you think about
it. I've heard that track before. It's played a lot on the radio, and it's a decent song. I like it.
Where's it played on the radio?
I've heard it before on the radio.
Yeah, but not recently. Maybe you heard it in 2000 when it came out, but I haven't heard that on the radio in a long time.
Well, I didn't hear it in 2000. Not that far back.
Well, not that far back, but that's, you know, when it actually
came out.
Once
in a while, it peaks its head.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe like late night, overnight shows, stuff like that?
Weekends.
Weekends, yeah?
Mm.
See, because I've since they put out their last disc,
mm-hmm.
I haven't heard anything from
mm-hmm.
them. And I was shocked as I was going through and putting together this show.
Mm-hmm.
I found out that they actually have a new album coming out.
Mm.
It's called Never Too Loud. It will be released in Canada. Get this. March of 2007. Right now, while we're taping our show, it may be being pressed. It may be on the back of a truck somewhere. I don't know. But it's coming... March 2008.
Ah.
March 2008, sorry. Yeah, so you figure, you know, there would be some buzz or some thing.
Yeah, well, it depends
happening,
how much,
right?
How much buzz they put behind it, right?
Well, I mean...
That's up to the...
That's their song. That's obviously Bounce's one of their greatest hits.
Yep.
Again, much like I did in part one, for the website here, I suggest that you forego their MySpace page and go to a fan site, dankojones.net. The first single off of Never Too Old is actually available for free download called Code of the Road. So you head to dankojones.net and you can download that song for free.
Mm.
And now we take it to your second song.
Yes, my second and final song for episode 7.
Part 2.
Part 2.
Yes.
But also for the entire
episode
number 7.
Yep.
Is a track from Mark Colley, and it's titled In Time. Now, I first heard this track while watching the Punisher movie, the second one. And it was a scene where Mark Colley is actually a part-time actor, and he sang the song in the movie, during the movie. He played Harry Heck Thornton, an assassin who plays Frank Castle, a song called In Time, before attempting to kill him. The song is featured as the last track on the original soundtrack and is played over the credits of the director's cut.
It's played over the credits of the director's cut.
Yeah, like I seen it last week, and I bought the director's cut version for like $3.99, mm-hmm, down in the States, a DVD. And so it was played at the end of the movie too. Some background information on Mark Colley. He's a singer, songwriter, and occasional actor. To date, Colley has recorded 7 studio albums and has charted more than a dozen singles on the U.S. Billboard Hot Country Songs chart. The highest it's been is like number 5 for one of his tracks released in 1992.
Well, that's not exactly something to sneeze at.
Well, for me it is.
Okay. why is that? Because it's on the country charts and not on like the Billboard Hot 100?
No, well, you know, for me, you got to be number 1 to raise my eyebrow.
Okay.
Some television and film history. Since he's a part-time actor, I'll include some of that info. In 1998, Colley appeared as Johnny Cash in the short film I Still Miss Someone. Shot mostly in stunning black and white, it captures a moment in time during Cash's darkest years in the mid-1960s. He's appeared in episodes of television shows such as JAG, Walker, Texas Ranger, and The Strip.
Okay, Walker, Texas Ranger.
Walker. The Punisher that I mentioned, and in Fire Down Below, he plays a thug who tries to kill Steven Seagal's character. And that's it. Recently arrested in July of 2007, he's charged with DUI. A lot of DUIs happening around here.
Yeah. Lots of DUIs.
Good times. They must have some good times.
Holy cow.
Anyways, let's get on with the track. Here is In Time by Mark Colley.
I can hear what you're thinking, all your doubts and fear. And if you look in my eyes in time, you'll find the reason I'm here. And in time all things shall pass away. In time you may come back someday to live once more or die once more. But in time, your time will be no more. You know your days are numbered, count them one by one, like notches in the handle of an outlaw's gun. You can outrun the devil if you try, but you will never outrun the hands of time. In time there'll surely come a day. In time all things shall pass away. In time you may come back, some say, to live once more or die once more. But in time, your time will be no more.
And that was In Time by Mark Colley. A great ballad.
It is.
In my opinion.
I'm looking at a photo of him right now. I went to one of the Amazon sites, and I don't remember him in the film at all.
Did they?
Did they like uglify him for the? Because I don't remember his face.
Well, yeah, you're looking. He's got long hair. Well, in the movie, he had like short hair.
Yeah, obviously, I don't know how old this picture is, but I'm trying to get the scene in my head.
Right.
Because I saw that movie with Tom Jane, and I really, really liked it.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what this person looked like.
Oh.
I mean, for an actor, that's pretty bad. If he's a part-time actor, he's
part-time. Yeah.
You know, he should be. He should be sticking out a little bit more than that. But you know, I'm looking at a picture of him right now and. Nothing.
Oh.
Although he did work as a part-time local radio DJ while in high school. Okay, that's good. We'll see where this takes us.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Excellent, excellent song.
Thank you.
I forgot completely about that, and that's one of the nuggets that I am going to go back and I'm going to check out.
Mm.
Building off the points we had at the top of the show. That's one of the reasons that Climax Radio Show exists.
Right.
It's to have these songs come out. And, of course, we know that everyone who's listening out there is good for at least one of these personal treasures that they have. Mm-hmm. A song that they're familiar with, maybe even intimate with, that is not out there for the general public.
Yeah.
So we encourage you to go to the website, climaxradioshow.com. You can use the new emails that were given out off the top of the show. And you can use the Climax line, of course, 1-888-494-2263, 1-888-49-ICAME, toll-free across North America. So let's get to the last song, which is another listenership request. And I apologize if I can't say the name properly. The song is a medley of Over the Rainbow and What a Wonderful World. The artist is named Israel Kama Kwiwo Ole. The first time I saw the name, I thought it was an African name, but it's actually a Hawaiian name.
Ah.
The short form for this artist, the nickname, would be Brudda, B-R-U-D-D-A-H, because he's from Hawaii, so it's got to be like Brudda, and you got to give like the surfing high, the surfing finger motions.
Gotcha.
Brudda is. This song comes from the movie Finding Forrester. It's played over the closing credits. Now, Brudda was a Hawaiian singer. He passed away in 1997 and got his start on the Jerry Lewis Telethon. He won many awards in his native Hawaii, and he performed both in a group and as a solo artist, and he achieved artistic success in both.
Hmm.
It's a little bit of a sad story, so I'd like to play the song first, and then I'll fill you in on the rest of the story for Brudda Is. So here is the medley, Over the Rainbow, What a Wonderful World.
Okay, this one's for Gabby. Wake up where the clouds are far behind. drops like lemon drops high above the chimney top. That's where you'll find me, oh, somewhere over the rainbow. Bluebirds fly and the dream that you did to, oh, why? Them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Well, I see skies of blue and I see clouds of white and the brightness of day. I like the dark and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking and singing, how do you do? They're really safe. I love you. I hear babies cry and I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than we'll know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. World, someday I wish upon a star, wake up clouds are far behind. Me, will trouble melt like a lemon drops high above the chimney top. That's where you find me, oh, somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. The dream that you dare to, why, oh, why can't I, ooh, ooh, ooh.
And that was Brother Is with Over the Rainbow. What a wonderful world. Sir Magnum, tell me, what do you think?
It was a very nice combination, very mellow. I enjoyed it.
It's very sad that we have to give the rest of the story of Brother Is now. In 1997, he died of a respiratory problems related to his weight. He was one of the few native Hawaiians left in the world, and he was a mountain of a man. He, as I mentioned, died at age 38. He was close to 1,000 pounds when he died. Yes, I can, for those that, obviously, since we don't have a video stream here, Mr. Magnum's eyes just blew up. he was close to 1,000 pounds, which is an estimate. There were reports that his last reported weight was 750. Wow. So they were just kind of extrapolating and, you know, guessing that he weighed around 1,000 pounds at the time of his death, which, of course, I mean, respiratory problems, it's not that much of a shock that is what would eventually be leading to the end of his life. It got so bad that he needed a forklift to get him on stage to perform, and also to get in and out of airplanes. In the last or second last year of his life, he made his way to the mainland United States, and he played a couple of concerts in the Las Vegas and Southern California area. Yeah, forklift.
Wow.
You heard correct, yes. His official site right now is down, but we will put up the best link that we can. I found a lot of information on him when I was doing this actually from the Hawaii Tourism Board website. So I'll see if I can put that up and try and find some photos as well. There's not many photos available of him, strangely. I don't know if that's just out of respect for the family or if maybe he just, you know, he died in 97, so he wasn't really around to see the whole digital music explosion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole .com thing kind of came and went, and he was gone long before. He's had some success on iTunes. He is, this particular song is one of the most downloaded songs on iTunes. And now it is rather fitting that he passed away in 1997. We're just coming out of 2007, and he will now live forever as a part of Climax Radio Show.
Wow.
So that's the end of Episode 7, Part 2. Mr. Magnum, do you have any closing thoughts?
None. I got everything out of my system.
Yes, we did go through a lot of administrative duties at the top.
Yes.
So we do have the new Facebook page.
Yep.
So look for us there. We're launching that as the next stage of our quest to take over the internet.
I was just thinking our hidden agenda to take over the world.
Well, either that or find a way to do it without getting a MySpace page.
Sorry about that.
Well, either that or a way to do it without getting one of those ugly MySpace pages.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm fighting against it so much. I don't want to get one, but I think for the indie music artists out there, they all seem to have one.
Yeah, I think it's inevitable that we should have one.
And simply for them to get
just
in touch
with
us.
Exactly, just for them.
You know?
That's why we should.
By all means, I don't want anyone in the listenership to go there. I want you to still keep on coming to climaxradioshow.com.
Yeah.
So use the new email addresses that are available out there. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, call the Climax line, 1-888-494-2263, 1-888-49-ICAME, toll free across North America. Always a happy ending. Compliments of Climax Radio.
F you, Randy. See you next time.
You've been listening to Climax Radio. Subscribe for free on iTunes and visit us on the web at climaxradioshow.com. Always a happy ending. Compliments of Climax Radio.